Right, everyone, we are going to call our meeting to order. Welcome all of you to our September 4th and 5th, 2025 South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. To all of you that are with us live in person, thank you for being here. We are at the Rapid City Outdoor Campus West, one of our favorite places to come to the western side of the state. And for those of you joining us online, we appreciate you jumping on to learn and participate in the process. With that, we've got a few things that we do need to go over before we jump into today's business. And one of those is our conflict of interest disclosure. And this is something that I, as the chair, have to read at the beginning of every commission meeting. So I will go ahead and do that now. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclosure an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have a conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. And with that, do we have any commissioners that are with us that believe they have a conflict of interest with any items on today's agenda? Seeing none, very good. We will move on. Approval of previous meeting minutes. Those have been available to the public as well as the commission to look over. We do need to approve those minutes. Comments, questions from the commission? We do need a motion and a second to approve. Second. Moved by Commissioner B, seconded by Commissioner Bartley. And all those in favor say aye. Those opposed. Those minutes are approved. Additional commissioner salary days. Do we have any commissioners that have done work on behalf of the commission and the citizens of South Dakota between now and our last commission meeting, which took place in July? Seeing none, therefore, we won't need to make any motions on that. And with that, we'll move into informational items. Number four.